Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that your mercies are new every morning, and so that you can light the fire so that we can have what we need to develop on schedule and be relevant, Lord. Thank you. You command light to shine out of darkness. You shine into our hearts to be a sweet fragrance, a healing fragrance, and a mercy givers, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 21 from verse 17 to 22. Jesus then left at once for the nearby village of Bethany, where he spent the night. While walking back to the city the next morning, he got hungry. He noticed a lone fig tree by the side of the path and walked over to see if there was any fruit on it. But there was none. He found only leaves. So he spoke to the fig tree and said, "You will be barren and will never bear fruit again." Instantly, the fig tree shriveled up in front of their eyes. Astonished, his disciples asked, "How did you make this fig tree instantly wither and die?" And Jesus replied, "Listen to the truth. If you do not doubt God's power and speak out of faith's fullness, you can also speak to a tree and it will wither away. Even more than that, you could say to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and be thrown into the sea,' and it will be done. Everything you pray for the fullness of faith, you will receive."
Amen. Oh, two portions I want to just speak about here. And the first portion is here. Jesus has just been into the temple in Jerusalem, and he's just seen it's become a den of thieves. And he throws out all the junk there. And then he says, "Have I not called you to make you a house of prayer?" So God wants a house of prayer. A house of prayer is a house that is in communion, a temple in communion with the Lord, fellowshipping with the Lord, talking to the Lord, reasoning with the Lord. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he makes our path straight and brings us and the church into the fullness of its potential. So that was on his heart, and that is disturbing him. And it disturbs him so much, he doesn't even stay in that city. He leaves Jerusalem and he goes to Bethany. And on his way back, he sees this tree and he wants fruit from the tree. And there's no fruit, so he curses the tree. And what I perceive is happening here, you know, Jesus has come to seek and to save. And he's come to his people that has had his word, where his spirit has been, so that he could show his love towards them. And he's despondent. He's not happy because, I mean, he said it should be the house should be a house of prayer, but it's become a den of thieves. And so that's on his mind. So he's so much so that he doesn't even stay there. Like I said, he went to Bethany. And now on his way back, it's still about his whole mission. And then he sees a tree and he curses the tree. And so I was thinking, what's this about? It's because still he came to this world, it's his people, isn't bearing the fruit relevant to the love, the light, the covenant of love that they've got. And this is what's disturbing the Lord. So it's again a picture that God made us. He made the Jews, he made mankind, he made us all to bear fruit. It comes out in Luke 13 as well, where he talks about a tree not bearing fruit. So it gets the necessary fertilizer so it can bear fruit. So God has given us everything so that we can bear fruit. But if we choose not to, we are counting ourselves. You count yourself unworthy of the God quality of life. And so you don't go into the blessings, you go into the curses. And this is what I see here. And the tree is also just a symbolism that everything God made, he made to bear fruit. And if what he's made doesn't bear fruit, then deception or something wrong is coming and it just needs to be cut down or taken away. But the whole concern is his ambassadors, his people. He wants his ambassadors, his people, to be in the light as he is in the light so that they can bear much fruit. I think of John 15:16. He says, "I called you and I called you to bear much fruit." So the encouragement I just want to share again this morning is you were made by God. to surrender to your God, because he's got the best intention for you, and then walk with him. And then as you're walking with him, he gives all the faith for that surrender, for the fruitfulness, for the walk. And so we just need to stay with him, acknowledging him in all our ways, so he can make our path straight and we can be those worthy vessels. Amen. Worthy vessels of honor to shine like lights in this world. So be blessed to know God loves you. He's got a plan for you. Faith is a gift from God. Draw close to him and he will give you the faith. And then what you say and what you do will prosper, because you are walking together with your God, and your God will bring to pass that which he causes to arise up in you. He's the author of faith, and so he's also the perfecter of faith. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.